This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
3, 2, 1. Do you know what I feel like doing?
What?
I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Game Break. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that could take down Call of Duty. And I'm joined by my co-host,
Big Nyam. What's up, everybody?
So before we get into today's pod, we'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know. All right. This might be a sore subject for you because you love this franchise, because this is your life. This is your life. This is Call of Duty. Now, you brought this subject to my attention because you have your fingers on the pulse of the FPS community. And it's a game called X-Defiant, being touted as the Call of Duty killer. I want to get your thoughts on this.
I think X-Defiant is going to be a really good game, but I don't think that it's going to be the COD killer. I think it's going to be neck and neck with COD, like Tom Clancy's games have always become. I like X-Defiant because it mixes up all the Tom Clancy games and adds them together in one. Like, there's a faction based on The Division, another one based on Ghost Recon, another one based on Far Cry, and there was two other ones I can't remember. But I played the beta. I really liked it. I think it's going to be a really good game. And one of my favorite things about it was because they have old COD developers developing that current game.
So it'll have that old Call of Duty feel. You can probably get something from it, right? You can get a little sense of what used to be.
A little nostalgia on it.
My thing with games being the next insert title here, we were talking off air about like different games, and like Apex Legends comes to mind as the Fortnite killer, and look where that game is. Yes, it's a great, it has evolved into a great.
It's great. It's a big game, but it's not quite there as killing it yet.
Yeah. And like with that, especially with Call of Duty, it's not the fact that their recent games have been so great. It's the fact their history, what they're rooted in as far as the FPS genre goes. It takes time to build up something like that. You're not just going to drop a game. Yeah, you'll be the hot thing for like 4 or 5 months. And then you might fizzle out or you might lose some of the steam. And I think that applies to like any game, even a Call of Duty.
Yeah, I think... Here's the thing. I think X-Defiant is going to be a good game, but I think there's going to be a lot of things that are missing from it to make it a COD killer. One of those examples is Battle Royale. I think they really should add a Battle Royale, even if it's not like a big map like how Verdansk was or how the current or how Almanzar is. I think they should make something like more of like Rebirth Island style or like a Sheikah Island style, where it's like it's a decent size, it's not that many people, and it's very like close quarters and compact. So it's not like you spawn in, you're going to die instantly. It's more, it's like you spawn in, you could loot a building, and then you could start pushing people, stuff like that.
I think there's things like people can learn from prior FPS releases. I think what Fortnite is doing, making the Battle Royale game free to play, has always been their bread and butter. That's what's gotten that game in front of so many people. I think what Halo did whenever they released Infinite, releasing the multiplayer free to play campaign you have to purchase for $60, or if it's on Game Pass, people played Halo. The people were playing the multiplayer and were like, wow, this multiplayer is actually pretty damn good. It's like those things, like games like X-Defiant, can learn from and be like, hey, all right, Fortnite did X, Y, and Z, and it's still relevant. Let's not copy it, but like try to be our own thing in the space. Valorant, I'm always hearing in the esports world, is like god tier. That's what everyone's doing.
Because it's a free-to-play game, and they have a shop. And the shop is what's getting them a lot of stuff. Same with CSGO. The reason why CSGO is really popping off is not only because it's a good game, it's also a free game. So how do they make money? From the shop and loot boxes. I'm not a big fan of CSGO with the loot boxes. I'm more of a big fan of like the shop. So you could pick and choose what you want. You just have to wait for it to come out. Stuff like that I like.
CSGO always like astounds me whenever I see people paying like real world dollars for like a rainbow knife or something. Like that thing has a whole market, like an actual market, not just like
a cryptocurrency thing.
Yeah, it's like, what are those things called? I'm blanking on the name.
Like stocks.
No, it's like FTC. Not FTC, that's Call of Duty. See, I'm stuck on that.
You're thinking of the picture stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yes. I forgot the name of it too.
NFTs. Yes, NFTs. Good. I know my crypto stuff.
Essentially, they are. If you think about it. It's not a picture, it's an actual item.
And they got into some trouble because it's like, what do we classify this as? Because there are kids who play this game. And it's like, are you essentially gambling to get these items? And they got in trouble for it. Also, too, CSGO or the new CSGO came out. People were like, oh my gosh, I invested thousands upon thousands of dollars into this game. Grant you, it's been around for quite some time.
More than 10 years, I think.
Exactly. And people play that game like crazy. Yeah, and it's like, all right, how is my stuff going to transfer over? And luckily they did the smart move and just said, hey, everything that's on CSGO will come over CSGO to Counter-Strike. Too. So it's like, all right, cool. Like, I respect that move. Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe.
I like that. I like that a lot. I wish COD did that with Modern Warfare 2, because right now we're actually getting some recycled skins that we just have to repurchase. I don't think it's a good idea at all. I think what they should have done is link them two together, so whatever we had on Modern Warfare 1 could transfer over to Modern Warfare 2, but in like their different way. Like, for example, Modern Warfare 2019, they had one M4, they had one AK and stuff like that, and you could like make your classes to make them like the other variants that we had. But Modern Warfare 2 is a little different. We had a whole family system. So I think stuff like that might be the reason why they changed it. But I do think character skins and weapon blueprints should have stayed the same.
Yeah, like there are games like Mass Effect. It's a totally separate game from Call of Duty. But it gets your save data from the previous game. Like, let's say you play Mass Effect 1, but you didn't play 2, but you're going to play 3. It'll get your save data from Mass Effect 1 and carry over at all the bad or good decisions you made from the first game, and then it'll play out in the third one. What I'm trying to get at here is,
you're continuing.
Yeah, it's basically, like, all right, going from Modern Warfare 1, let's say the original one, the first one that came out, to Modern Warfare 2, your stuff should have carried over if the same weapons were going to be in that game. If it's a remaster, though, I think you can
Maybe a fresh start. I don't know. I think it should have carried on anyways. If it's like a continuation of the game, I think it should be carried on. If it's a remastered, I think you should have to re-earn them again.
Yeah, like I have it the other way around. I'm thinking in the vein of the Modern Warfare 1 and then the Modern Warfare we just got. Your weapons should carry over.
Yes, that I agree.
Going from Modern Warfare 1 to Modern Warfare 2, whatever one it may be, should not, because it's a separate, like, second game. That's how it should be. But trying to rival Call of Duty is like saying, I'm going to go into the jail yard and fight the most brolic dude that exists in this world. Like, you're not just going to do that. You can aim for that level. You can go and be like, I'm going to really try to, like, make my mark like Call of Duty did all those years ago. But to replicate that success, like, the amount of, like, passion and just history that game has. I mean, like, I see on TikTok, Black Ops 2, the emblem editor, I see those videos. And I remember all the days I used to spend making, like, a Pikachu or stuff like that. It's like, you're not going to, like, just do that. Especially for guys like us who, like, been playing this game for so long.
Oh, yeah. Here's the thing. A lot of times nostalgia blinds people. So the reason why COD is so popular is because it's been out for so many years. That's why CSGO is so popular, because it's been out for so many years. That's why not that many people know about Fortnite as much. I mean, it did pop, don't get me wrong. It's been dying recently a lot. Same with Apex. Apex, a little bit, because they had Titanfall previously. But a lot of people don't know that there was a connection between them two. Because Titanfall is not in the name. They changed the whole entire thing. It's like stuff like that. I think they... stuff like that, I feel like... it's not. I don't think X Defiant is going to kill Call of Duty. Because Call of Duty is just way too big for that.
Yeah, it would have to be... If there's any franchise or any game that could come close... And this is like really trying to gas them up... is a Battlefield, but even then, 2042 released, and that was just...
Oh, dude, 2042 was such a flop, dude. Everybody was saying, why didn't it even come out? It's like playing a mobile game on your PC. It's like, there's really no point, and there was a lot of glitches. So unfinished.
The game now is great, but again, that's the trend of games, like, in the past year, where you got games like Jedi Survivor, you had Redfall, you had Battlefield, that is just... come out, and it's like, did anyone play this? Like, did any of, like, the people
test it?
Hire me. I would have played it for you and told you. Like, I don't know. It's stuff like that, especially nowadays for games. It sucks because I'm looking forward to those titles, and then they come out, and it's like, I'm not spending $60 the next time you ask me to do this.
Yeah, because it's like, what the fuck? It's like, now we expect the game to be coming out with glitches. We don't expect it to be good.
I'm worried for Starfield. I'm very much looking forward to that game. Thousands of planets, open world, space travel, all that. Sign me up. But there's that little part of me that goes, this game's going to come out and be like another Cyberpunk. I don't want it to be, though.
I think it's going to be a shit ton of things for them to work on. I don't think they're going to have enough time to finish it. So I think they're going to leave out some things and bring the rest out from, like, future DLCs. That's what Modern Warfare 2 did. Because Modern Warfare 2, when it first came out, it was a flop. Like, it didn't have much things going on. We had, like, 6 whole maps total in multiplayer. We were promised, like, 14. And half of them were banned because of their name. So I'm like, doesn't make sense. Museum was actually based on a real-life museum.
I've seen that.
They got sued for it.
That was in Warzone. Wasn't that part of the map, like, taken out or something like that?
I think so. They argued about it, and then they still have it. Next, they're going to do Greenberg Hotel, because it's based on a real hotel. But it's destroyed. So it looks, not similar to the IRL version of it, but there's major differences. So they got to get away with that. And then the Raceway track, that one was actually based on a real-life track, I think in France. So they actually got sued for that, but you don't play on the actual track. You play on, like, the pit stop arena areas. So that was different than what's in IRL. And that's why I didn't get sued for that one.
I think that falls under, like, fair use, like, where it's just different enough where it's like, you can't really tell, but
It's like, can I copy your homework, but just change some few things so the teacher doesn't know it's the same.
That's what the students use AI for now, you know? ChatGPT. Yeah. See, I know all my stuff. My modern technology.
You're still keeping up with the youngins.
I'm trying, but what I'm also trying to keep up with are more episodes of the Get Comfy podcast, Get Comfy Game Break, Get Comfy Lowdown, every single Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Bleav Network. I have been K-Lo, joined by the one and only
Big Niam.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.